Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whether your business needs cars, vans, or larger commercial vehicles, you can rent from the best lineup in the UK with Enterprise. And with flexible long-term rental, you can get vehicles for as long as you need them, from minutes to months. Whatever the mission, Enterprise's mobility experts can build a bespoke solution to suit your business needs. Visit enterprise.co.uk/business to find out more.
This is TalkSport Daily.
Hello, hello, hello. Happy Thursday, my friends. Welcome to another Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily podcast with me, your host, Andy Goldstein. And of course, you can check me out on Drive later today, 4 o'clock with Teddy Sheringham. He won the treble. So that goes against the Spurs song. He went to Man United and he won. Anyway, we begin with a bit of Three Lions chat as England take on Italy in the opening Euro 2024 qualifier tonight in Naples. It's live on TalkSport. Let's hear from the gaffer, Gareth Southgate.
Italy win it 3-2 on penalties and a European champion.
I think you want a big challenge immediately. We had that after the Euros, going to Hungary, going to Budapest, which was bouncing, and we gave one of our best performances, I think, since I've been manager. So, you know, tomorrow is a similar sort of challenge, a high-level opponent, you know, somewhere we haven't won for, you know, too many years that we want to mention, and that's a great test for us. So I think it is the perfect start to the qualification. It's, of course, if you could hand pick your group, you probably wouldn't have England, Italy as one of your fixtures, but that is where it is, and so to play them now is as good a time as any.
And although obviously this is an incredible footballing city and a wonderful place to watch football, maybe not your first choice in terms of bringing your England side here at the first game of a qualification campaign. It's quite a hostile atmosphere.
I'm never worried about where we play. It's great to come to different football cities. I love travelling. So, no, for me, it would be a brilliant experience to be involved in a game here.
And how hard is it to prepare for an Italy team that seems to change constantly? I know they've got fantastic players, but they're in a bit of flux at the minute.
Well, they've definitely had a look at a lot of players, but I think the team will be a little bit more settled than perhaps some of their more recent games. They still have some very experienced players and the core of a team that's been together for a little while, so I think we've got a pretty good idea of how they'll be, and that's going to be very tough, but a good challenge for us.
Now, Tyson Fury against Alexander Usyk could yet be salvaged after a live exchange between their representatives on TalkSport. The morning started with Alex Krychak from Usyk's camp telling Jim White that the fight was off.
The fight is called off. The reason for that is that it went too far. So there was a feeling that after Usyk accepted 70-30, Tyson Fury started to think that he can put a saddle on his neck and start riding Usyk much as he can. It's not right.
This was followed up by Frank Warren from Fury's camp coming onto the show to push back on claims that the deal was dead.
No, I'm not confirming it's off.
Frank, why did Krasay say to us that he would need 15 minutes to tell us all your different demands? So is that a load of nonsense?
Get him back on the phone and ask him for them. Give him 15 minutes. You give Hearn enough time yesterday.
However, Krychak continued to state it was over.
Maybe some miracle could happen, but at this point, I'm really sincere. I'm not like trying to play games. It is what it is. Usyk camp pulled the plug out.
But the call ended with the two agreeing to get back on the phone and reignite the deal. Obviously, TalkSport gets 20% of that if it happens.
As Frank said before, we're definitely not going to do it on the radio.
Well, as soon as we finish with you guys, we're going to get back on the phone together at my good friend Alex and I, and we're going to have a chat. And if we can do this, we're going to come back onto you and tell you we've done a deal.
Now, ahead of his upcoming fight against Jermaine Franklin, Anthony Joshua, or AJ to his friends, has been speaking to TalkSport's Spencer Oliver. Spencer's got no friends. AJ looked back on the defeat to Alexander Usyk and said he's now focused firmly on himself.
Where are you now mentally, Josh? Like, you know, when we was out in Saudi back in August last year, you know, the result was the result, and we saw that you had a little bit of like an emotional breakdown at the end, as in with the throwing of the belts, everything else, and that stuff that happened in the press conference.
Okay, look.
Actually, I was there with you. We had a great chat afterwards, didn't we, after that fight? Because I recognise that emotions were running really high. Where are you now with that, mate?
You know what it is? I love this industry. I respect boxing so much because I do it and I know what it takes, right? And it's crazy to think that a lot of the legends that I admire and I look up to are people that are like doing podcasts now, and I can actually go online and I can hear what they have to say. I used to do a lot of it to try and get the respect and admiration from people that I admire. And you're kind of chasing that. That was like, when I lost the belt, it was like, I just felt that admiration and respect from the legends of the game was just like disappearing with those belts. And it was a hard pill to swallow. And now I'm just in a place where it's like, you know what? Everyone, I'm doing this for myself. Like, I ain't going through that no more where I'm putting pressure on I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. Listen, if I just knuckle down and take one day at a time and take one round at a time and I put my mind to it, what will be, will be.
Do you feel like you get the respect that you deserve from the public? I mean, we're talking about...
No, definitely.
World silver medalist, Olympic gold medalist, two-time world champion. This is what I can't get right. I'm going, how can you not respect this geezer, where he's come from, to where he's got to, and what he's achieved? Surely that deserves some respect.
No, but that's what I'm saying. I'm not going to search. That's what I'm saying. You can't search for it. You can't search for that. Now, you have to be happy and content within yourself. And that's what I'm going for now is like, what's my vice? Like, what's going to make me happy? Like, you're a retired fighter, right? And one day I'm going to be a retired fighter. So I have to kind of put myself in a position where it's like, I can't continue to search for admiration from others, because sooner or later, I'm not going to be in that position because I'm not going to be a fighter anymore. And I think if we continue searching for that, it will end up, it drives us crazy. So what I've got to do is now find out what makes me happy. Like, what's in my soul? What's in my core? All right, cool. I want to get better. I like fighting. I'm going to just keep on knuckling down. I'm going to take one fight at a time. And wherever that takes me is going to be better than where I am tomorrow or today. And that's it. Keep it simple. Keep it simple. And because like the years are just rolling by like so quick, I'm not going to put myself under any more pressure.
On now to the former Palace Mona owner, Simon Jordan, claiming he'd sack Antonio Conte if he was the chairman at Spurs following the Italian's explosive rant at the weekend.
20 years that there is the owner and never won something. But why? Fault is only for the club or for the every manager that stay here?
He set the place on fire. He doesn't want to be there. He's taken a flamethrower to the players. Mm. He's taken a flamethrower to the owners, and some section of the Tottenham fan base will say, well done, you. And he exhibits the ultimate characteristics of a manager that gets paid far too much money for doing far too little. I thought he was a nailed-on winner. What he is anything but that in this current guise. I don't believe he was offered an opportunity at Tottenham Hotspur with the prerequisite being you've got to win the Premier League and you've got to win the Champions League. I believe he was probably told by Daniel Levy, we want to be competitive, we want to be in the top four winners of the Cup, and I'll give you the resources within that sort of range. And that's what he's been given. And I think we're at a stage now where what he wants is to say anything he can to get out the door, and he wants to get paid for doing that. If it's gotten even worse behind the scenes and even more things have been said, then you've got a situation now where somebody should be fired for bringing the club into disrepute, rather than potentially having a debate about whether he's done enough to get paid off and get out the door, whether that's the conversation that's going on. If that's the conversation that's going on, if it's in my shoes and I was in the situ, he's done enough to be fired, and fired without compensation. What I would anticipate is the situation is that they're having a debate about how he leaves. And I would imagine, being a football manager, he wants to get paid. And I'd fire him with glee.
It's completely.
And I'd take control of it, and I'd say to him, you're not getting a copper coin. In fact, what you're going to get is you're going to get a damages claim shoved right down your throat, you clever little...
And here's the former Premier League winner, Tim Sherwood, recalling the time the Spurs chairman, Daniel Levy, almost sold Harry Kane for next to nothing when Tim was manager at White Hart Lane.
We had Franco Baldini there, who was the sporting director. So I remember telling Harry he was going to play. It was on the Friday before the game against Palace on the Saturday. he asked me to come and see the chairman with him, Franco Baldini. So I went to see him. We sat down and Daniel asked me what the team is tomorrow. So I wasted my time telling him what the back four was and the midfield. And as soon as I get to Harry, he was asking me the question why certain more experienced players are not playing in front of Harry. And I said, because he's earned the right to play. And
would have been Soldado, would have been?
Soldado, we had Adebayor, you know, Jermaine Defoe would have been there, you know. So it was just a case that the boy had earned the right. And I always judge everyone on a level playing field. And if I feel like they're producing in training, then they deserve the opportunity. And Harry certainly did that. It was a tough conversation, really, because I think Daniel genuinely, when he looked at me and he knew me for a lot of years, he trusted my judgment on players, but he was obviously getting told by someone else that this player possibly wasn't good enough for the Premier League. Tottenham at the time wanted to bring players not only good enough for the Premier League, but for the Champions League also. It was obviously Franco Baldini getting into his ear, telling him that he wasn't good enough, and they had a bid lined up from Leicester to sell him for £600,000, which I obviously resisted and said, there's no way the boy is going to go for that. You know, in my opinion, he would have had 600 grand's worth of food since he's been 10 years of age at the club, you know, so it was absolute nonsense.
Time now to hear from former Villa teammates Gabby Agbonlahor alongside Ashley Young on TalkSport. And the Gabster claiming he wanted to get his own back for Ashley slapping his bald head whilst they were live on Amazon.
Me and Laura Ali done a game at Villa Park for Amazon, and whilst we were live, someone slapped me on the back of the head. Live on TV. I thought I'd been assaulted. It was Youngie. So Youngie, I'll find you, and I still know you slapped me.
Ali and Woodsy, do you know what it was? It was because he must have had some extra buffery on the back of his head. It was so shiny that day. I just couldn't refuse.
It was an evening game, wasn't it? So it was under the lights. So yeah. It was like reflecting off your head, bless you.
I'm Jim White, and this is TalkSport Daily.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/spoken. That's linkedin.com/spoken. Terms and conditions apply.
This episode of the TalkSport Daily is brought to you by Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Planning to hire or share a car or van? Enterprise is there every step of the way. Whenever and wherever you need a vehicle and whatever it's for, Enterprise can help. With over 450 locations across the UK, they're just around the corner. Whether you need a weekend rental, a holiday hire, a replacement car, or you're planning a business trip, home or away, Enterprise are there to help. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Back now to Tim Sherwood, going on a rant about modern managers.
Listen, the game's exactly the same as it was way back in the day. Yeah. The terminology has changed. You're getting baffled by science, by these foreign managers coming in there talking about half spaces, low blocks, mid blocks. Nonsense. It's all about counter-attacking, pressing. I mean, all this rubbish about, you know, press from the front, this team does this. No one tackled me more than Ian Rush. He was a centre-forward, I was a midfield player. And that is pushing from the front. The game is exactly the same. The terminology and the brainwashing, what is coming in from these modern managers, is just incredible at the moment.
Well, that's it, gang. Thanks for listening on the TalkSport app or wherever you get your podcast from. I'm back on Andy Goldstein's Drive Time Show from 4 p.m. today alongside Edward Sheringham. At 7 o'clock, it's Italy against England. It's a Euro 2024 qualifier presented by Adrian Durham. There will, of course, be another one of these Andy Goldstein TalkSport Daily Podcasts out first thing in the morning. Do what you got to do to get it. Until then, thanks for listening. Have a good day. And above all, be safe. Everyone be safe.
That was a podcast from TalkSport.
The TalkSport Daily Podcast is proud to be in partnership with Enterprise Rent-A-Car. Whatever your mission, home or away, don't delay. Enterprise has the vehicle for the job. Rent from the best lineup in the UK. With over 450 branches, Enterprise has what your business needs. From compact three-door cars to spacious SUVs and people carriers to vans, they offer a large range of reliable vehicles perfect for the job. To find out more and book, visit enterprise.co.uk.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.